It's our business of the day here on Mix 94.7, and a fairly new business to the area, but a name that you have seen in our landscape for quite some time. Terry Gudenkopf joining us, venturing out since last December into Gudenkopf trailer sales. For years, you were doing one line of work. What drew you to trailer sales?
I guess I've used trailers my whole life and all of my businesses, all types of trailers.
So here we are, Gudenkopf Trailer Sales. How did you figure out the brands, the models that you were going to align with?
I guess biggest thing was quality. I went and looked at a lot of the trailers and checked out warranty, craftsmanship on them, and tried to get what was best, and I wanted a little bit of everything so we could get livestock trailers, ATV trailers, equipment trailers, you know, kind of hit every area.
So you've got three lines. Doolittle. Now, Doolittle is the steel trailers, right?
Correct.
The ones that for the farmer hauling the skid steer loader.
Yep, skid loaders, mini excavators, tractors, anything like that. They also build enclosed trailers and dump trailers. Dump trailers have been pretty popular.
Where are they making manufactured at?
They're in Holt Summit, Missouri.
So really not that far away.
Nope, not too far away.
Cherokee is another brand, and Cherokee, their line has to do a lot with ATVs and UTVs. What kind of separates in terms of design and construction between like the big steel ones and the Cherokee trailers?
The biggest thing, they're all aluminum. That's all they build is aluminum trailers. They're a little bit on the lighter. They're not so much on the commercial end as far as skid loader trailers. They're more your car trailers, ATV trailers, golf cart trailers, that type of stuff.
And then the third line, I'm assuming that a loom line is an aluminum trailer
correct,
as well. Yeah. But they also do a lot of livestock trailer too.
Yes, they do a lot of livestock trailers. They do ATV trailers, car trailers. They're big on custom building anything. I mean, they'll build your rescue boxes for fire departments, livestock trailer if you want living quarters, anything like that. They'll flatbed pickups for trucks. They'll custom build however you like.
Is it hard to get something like that laid out? I mean, or does Alumline recognize that? And
they've done it for a long time, so they're good. They know what people want, and they're open to whatever. You know, if you want something totally different, they'll build it however you like.
Fairly new, I mean, to the business on that, but I'm sure that as potential buyers have been coming in, you've been hearing common questions. What seems to be common questions when it comes to the purchase of trailers?
Oh, biggest thing is axle rating, you know, how heavy a stuff you can haul on them. That's probably the biggest question. Then obviously dimensions. You get into livestock trailers and you got people hauling draft horses to cows to sheep. You know, we have small livestock trailers that are actually the whole top comes off and it converts to a ATV trailer.
Is it easy to convert? I mean, to take that top off?
Yeah, it's literally a 5-minute deal, actually. So people like ourselves, we show sheep. So we use a trailer 3 or 4 times a year. We can take the top off and then haul our ATV on it. But yeah, axle rating is probably the biggest thing as far as questions.
I know that within the line, not only do you sell the trailers themselves, but a lengthy list of accessories in case they need, new?
Yep, you get new rims and tires, new jacks, brakes, toolboxes, lighting, any of that stuff we can get for you. So,
how has the public response been so far?
It's actually really exploded way better than we expected for just starting in December. We have sold way more trailers than expected already. We've got people coming from Western Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, Wisconsin. So yeah, it's been pretty overwhelming.
Well, Terry, we are slowly running out of time. Is there anything else that you'd want to mention?
No, I'd like to thank all of our customers. I say we've got a lot of word of mouth customers coming, sending people there. So everybody's been great to work with. So.
Well, we certainly wish you continued success. Gudenkopf Trailer Sales. To learn more, I imagine you have a website or a Facebook page.
GudenkopfTrailerSales.com.
There you go. Our business of the day here on KMCH.